I'd like to finish today Siman Kuf Yud, focusing primarily on the Klalei Sfek Sfek of the Shach, which is what I put on the sheets, plus the Sif Yud at the very end. Very simple and straightforward Sif. And we'll wrap up Siman Kuf Yud, and I'll take a couple of days in Kuf Yud Aleph, and that'll be the end of what we have here in the Lotus Taruvos. To begin, though, just before we start the Klalei Sfek Sfek of the Shach, I should be aware of the fact the Shach is not the only one who presented a whole essay on Sfek Sveika. Shach may be the first, but the Pekhodesh also has a Klalei Sfek Sveika here, and the Chavos Da'as has something called Beis HaSofek here, all in the Siman Kuf Yud. But the Shach, I guess, is the most famous, and in a certain sense, he created the concept of Sfek Sveika, so to speak, in terms of just organizing all the different Gemaras. And all the different rules. So, there are different presentations, but we'll focus on the Shach for today. So look at the Pichodesh, look at the Chavos Da'as. There's some overlap, there's some differences, maybe one or two will point out. But just before we get to the Shach and the Klalei Sfek Sveika, Dini Sfek Sveika, Kunju Sfek Sveika, whatever we call it, just a cool review very quickly. We were discussing the whole concept of Sfek Sveika, and we had primarily two different ways to understand what the basis of the Kulam, the Sfek Sveika is Lahakel, what exactly that's based upon. On the one hand, we mentioned that according to the Rambam, holds that in general, Sofek Deraisa Lechum is Midoraisa, Midoraisa, Sofek Deraisa is Lekulam. Any Sofek is Lekulam. So, therefore, any Sofek on a Sofek is in effect a Sofek Rabbanon, because Midoraisa, we say Sofek Deraisa Lekulam. Midorabbanon, they said we should be Machmer on a Sveika Deraisa. Okay, but any kula, any suffix on the sake of the rice is therefore a suffix and a did rabbana. We have a regular rule, sake of the rabbana, the kula. So therefore, sake will be the kula because ultimately it's a suffix and a did rabbana. Because with the rice, we can make it anyway. It's only the rabbana that requires to be machmir in a case of sake of the rice. So any suffix on that is a suffix and a did rabbana. That's how we explain the Rambam. And we mentioned that the Pekhar's father said, according to the Rashboa, the Rashba said Sfek Sveik is basically built on the concept of Rov, that you have a 50-50 chance of something, and even if it's on the off side, on the Osir side, then you have another chance. It becomes a 75-25, basically, in favor of the Heter. So therefore, it's based upon the Rov. That's what we said. Then we mentioned yesterday, Shemeshkop has a third kind of an idea. We said that Sfek Sveik is based on the idea that the Torah tells us to stay away in general from all Sfekas, maybe related to what the Sefer Charidim says, Vachar to Vachayim, that's what we should be machmir on a Sofik. The Torah tells us something is Vada also is also, and the Torah tells us even to stay away from Sofik. He doesn't exactly spell out where the Torah says that, but I mentioned that the Sefer Charidim says, Vachar to Vachayim. If you had a piece of food that someone tells you, this might be poison, so you'll stay away from it, right? On the other hand, How far, anything, who knows? There could have been some problem in the manufacturing plant. So anything could be, sulfate could be dangerous. And so it comes to a certain point where you don't worry anymore. So, and life goes on. So therefore, when it comes to a suffix, we say a suffix, the Torah tells us to stay away from it. Sfek Sveik or not. But leaving out that Shimon for now, again, the two principal ideas, either Sfek Sveik is built on suffix Dabana Lakula, or it's built on Rov. So we mentioned yesterday a couple of nafkaminas, and we'll see some of these things again, that's what I'm mentioning now. A couple of nafkaminas, whether you say it's based on Sveik Mutter, is based on suffix Dabana Lakula, or it's based on Rov. One would be, if we're talking about other realms of halacha outside the realm of Issa Beheter, we mentioned yesterday a case of Dine Mamonis. A case in Dine Mamonis. We go by a row where we say Sfek Sveik in a Dine Mamonis case, but that's Machri in one direction. Or in a case of a mitzvah, I mentioned an Esrik, which is Sofik Murkavanat. We apply that to mitzvahs also. So if we say that Sfek Sveik is built on Sveik Rabban Lakula, so you can't apply that to any Dine Mamonis, any Choshe Mishpat case, because there's no Kula, right? I mean, what's a Dine Mamonis conflict? What's a Kula for one side is a Chomer for the other side. There's no objective Kula. Okay, everyone's equal. So, perhaps in the realm of Choshe Mishpat, Sfek Sveika wouldn't work if it's built on Sfek Rabban Lakula. On the other hand, if it's built on Rov, so they could argue, okay, Sfek Sveika would apply to everything, including Choshe Mishpat, including Or HaChaim, if it's based on Rov. So Rov applies in other areas as well. It's true that in Hochum Mamonach are Rov, but there are exceptions. It depends on the type of Rov and so on. Okay, so that's a possibility, a nafkamina, so to speak, in the realm of whether we extend the kula, so to speak, of Sfek Sveka. We say Sfek Sveka is going to make a difference in the realm of Choshev Mishpat, in the realm of Aruch Chaim, or not, or Ebenezer, whatever, it may depend upon what the Sfek Sveka is based upon. Another point we mentioned is, again, the question of whether what allows a Sfek Sveka, and this is what the Shach will talk about at the beginning. Okay, we usually assume that the case in the Gemara, usually when the two Svekas are both Sof Svekas beguf, right? For example, the case of a woman, Pesach plus Matzasi, so she's not a Psula now when they first get married, so the Sofek is whether she had the Bia after the Erison, after the Kiddushin, in which case the problem. And even without the other hand, even if it was, it may have been before. Maybe she's not a psula because she had relations already 10 years ago. Nothing to do with this guy. It was long before he was a Mekadisher. So then it wouldn't be also. On the other hand, even if it was after the Erison, maybe she was Nensa. Okay, that's a Sophie. Stay Sophie, Sveikas, Beguf. Or we had him in the Simmons. Stay Sveikas, Beterubas. Okay, we have two different mixtures. One thing from one mixture fell in. Something fell into a mixture, then fell from that mixture, something fell into another mixture. Okay, that's double sofek. But what if you have a sofek echad beguf, sofek echad beguf, sofek echad betarovas? Okay, so there we say, according to Med, the Re says you can't combine them. Rabbi Tom says you can. That was a tsugin beitza. Depends, we discussed the last couple of days how you read that tsugin beitza, Dav Gimel. But machlokas and balaitosis, whether that you can combine the two. So the truth of the matter is, if you're dealing with Sveka Rabbanan Lakula, if that's what builds, so to speak, Svek Sveka, then Taka, it should make a difference. Okay, however you got there. Okay, to Sofek Rabbanan. So the whole thing boils down to Sofek Rabbanan Lakula. So if you're basing your Kula of Svek Sveka on Sveka Rabbanan Lakula, then it shouldn't make a difference. There should be like a bit of time. It shouldn't make a difference. You know, what the one Sofek is in this matter, one Sofek in the other matter. At the end of the day, and the only reason to be machmer is on the rabbanon, so the suffix is on the rabbanon. So then we were allowed to be mekel. So I get the rabbanon and the kula. On the other hand, if it's built on rove, okay, so then you could argue that I can only combine apples and apples and oranges and oranges. The rove has to be within the, you know, you can't take two different independent issues and next say that there's a rove. There's not a rove. There's two separate issues. So that's another possible nafkamina, not machlokas. Then we discussed yesterday also, is there a Sveik Sveika? Does Sveik Sveika work against the Chazokah? Against the Chazokah. Okay, the Ramos says, even if you start in the case of the Cheskes Isser, like the case of the chicken, okay, you can still apply Sveik Sveika. The Shach disagreed. We saw that yesterday. So again, if you're using Rove, if that's what the nature of Sveik Sveika is based on Rove, good, so it'll work even against the Chazokah, because we have a principle that Ruba v'Chazokah, Ruba Adiv, Rove beats out Chazokah. So if the Sfek Sveka is based on ropes, the Sfek Sveka is also going to be a Chazoka. On the other hand, if you're dealing with Sfek Daban Lakula, if that's what leads to Sfek Sveka, so then we're not going to necessarily apply Sfek Sveka against this Chazak Yisur. The Chazak Yisur is a different din. We won't say Sfek Daban Lakula. Okay, these are all different ramifications. Again, which we discussed. Another question we mentioned, does a second Sfek also have to be a 50-50 Sfek? Okay, let's say you have the first suffix is suffix ashokal, 50-50. Now, what's the second suffix? I gave the example, becomes 75-25 at the end. That's how rope works. Okay, but the question is, what if the second suffix is only a more remote possibility? So again, if you're dealing with rove, all right, so whatever pushes it over the top, whatever tips the scale, right? In other words, if you're dealing with, you have a suffix, a shokel to start with, then the second suffix is not really a 50-50 suffix. It's 90-10 or whatever, but overall, it pushes it over the top. So therefore, it will still work. Okay, so the second, the suffix doesn't have to be a suffix ashokol, doesn't have to be a 50-50 suffix. On the other hand, if you're dealing with sveka d'rabanan, maybe it has to be a bigger suffix than just 51-49. So again, another possible nafkamina. Okay. And then I think we said that was the... one other issue, I don't know if I mentioned or not, but can you put yourself for the chatchila into a situation of Sveik Sveika, sort of like an invalidness of chatchila? Okay. Can I create the situation? So that also may depend. Okay. You're not allowed to create a situation of Sveik Sveika Kula. So Sveik Sveika is based on Sveik Sveika Kula. Then you shouldn't be allowed to put yourself in a situation of Sveik Sveika either. On the other hand, it's based on Rove. Maybe it may depend. Is there a Miramot? Is another possibility? Okay. Anyway, those are some of the things just to bear in mind. So now let's take a look at the Kudra Sveik Sveika, or the Kol Sveik Sveika of the Shach. And on the sheets, okay, I divided them into 14, there are 36, you know, I mean, it's intimidating, but it's not really that difficult, actually, in the long run. You look through the meals, it's a pleasant limud, okay? So the Shach has these 36 rules. It's strange how he breaks them up. It starts with Sivkot, it's in Sivkot and Samach Gimel, here in Sivkot, but he moves on to other Sivkot also along the way. I'm not really sure how he chose to divide it exactly. Why he made his break in certain places, not in other places. The first 26 are all from Sivkot and Samach Gimel, before he moves on to Sivkot and Samach Dalet. Okay, anyway, but that's how the Shach set it up. What's handy here is the Shach at the end. You can take a look. It's printed here at the end. The Shach has a kitzur. It has a summary of all 36 principles. So there are all 36 cases here. So he gives you a summary. Then, as I said, the Pekodesh also has his Kalei Sveik Sveika, and the Tchavaz Nas is the basis of it. Okay, so let's take a look first. I divide, there are different ways to divide them up. I don't claim that my way is the best way. I might base it on others for him. Others have different divisions. You look at some of the more, the sort of model, like I mentioned in the past, the Sefer Shir Sayyam. Here's a little bit of a different to break down of this form, but okay, you can break it however you want. I'm trying to break them up by units, so to speak, that there's some similarities between the cases. Some are more obvious, some are less obvious, but let's begin. We're not going to read everything inside, okay, but the first three I grouped in source number one. Again, it starts with the Shach of Cotton Samuel Gimel, Aleph, Beis, and Gimel. Okay, which I bolded. So the first three, the first nine will come from the Sefer Yisuv HaHeter. Okay, but we'll start with the first three. Okay, now usually you need to have two Sveikas, okay, Beguf or two Sveikas with Harobas, like I mentioned before. That's usually the classic case. Okay, now, so you mentioned in Aleph that in general, the case is when the Sveikas are discovered together. Okay, you discover the Sveikas at the same time. Discussed that a little bit yesterday also, right? The Bizman Echad. For example, the case in the Ksubas about Pesach Pesuch Matzasi. Okay, the two Sveikas come up at the exact same moment. Okay, maybe she was in Lo Tachtov. Okay, maybe she had a relation with somebody, before he ever was Mekadisher. Okay, in which case she's not a Surah to him. And even if it was after she was a Spindah, maybe she was an Onis. Okay, so that's what we call, right, the Shulchan Aruch, the rule, okay, based on the Rashba, the reading of the reader, that's Sofek Echad Beguf, Sofek Echad Beterubas, it won't work, okay, because you can't combine them, okay? Now, they cannot be combined. You can't combine Sofek Echad Beguf, Sofek Echad Beterubas. The Shach says that the Nafkamin will be does Noda Ben Time or not Noda Ben Time, does that matter? Okay, in other words, in the case of Safek Echad Beguf, Safek Echad Beterubas, does it matter that they were both revealed at the same time, or does it not matter? Shach says that, you can argue that according to those we've shown him, that once you have Safek Echad Beguf, Safek Echad Beterubas, the ball game is over, there's no possible to fix Sveika, you cannot combine them. Okay, which is the way the Darkei Moshe learns, the Ramah learns. But the Beis Yosef quotes a Motzosi Kosov. Okay, that's in the Simon Nun Vav. Beis Yosef quotes a Motzosi Kosov. We mentioned the last time the Chuvas Masas Binyamin will hold and disagree. Okay, that's what the Shach is talking about here. Okay, in number Aleph. Okay, I will disagree with this. They say no, they can be combined. That even if you hold that in general, Safek Echad Beguf, Safek Echad Beterubas cannot be combined, there are some who hold they can be combined if the Sveikas were not simultaneous. Okay? And the Shach here says we accept the Darkei Moshe name of the Yisuv HaHeter, but in the Kitzur that he says at the end, in the summary, here in Aleph, he says we follow the Yisuv HaHeter, who follows the Darkei Moshe, and says we accept that it doesn't make a difference. Even if the Sveikas were not discovered at the same time, it'll still be no Sveik Sveika if Sveik Echad Beguf, Sveik Echad Beterubas, you can't combine them. Okay, however, in the Kitzur, at the end, he quotes Yesh Matirin, and he's willing to allow the Kula Be'amokum Hefsid Meruba. It doesn't say that in the main text, but you take my word for it, you look it up. In the Kitzur, he says, since there's another opinion, so we'll be able to make a, and yes, allow the Sveik Sveika, even though it's Sofek Echad Beguf, Sofek Echad Beterubas, he'll allow a Kula Be'amokum Hefsid Meruba. in such a case. Now, the Prima Gorim comments on this. Again, I'm not printing all this on the page. I'm just sticking with the Shach, but I'm telling you. The Prima Gorim says that this shows the real Mikar Din. Mikar Din, the Shach must believe that Sofek Echad Beguf, Sofek Echad Beterubis can be combined if they come up simultaneously. Okay, we'll clarify that. If they come up simultaneously. Okay, apparently they can be combined if they're simultaneously. If they come up simultaneously. So, which was the sheet of Rabbi Natan in that Tosus in Beitza, because Rabbi Natan had no problem with Safek Echad Beguf, Safek Echad Beterubis. Okay, he said the Gemara never discussed that. When the Gemara said that the Beitza, remember the case in the Gemara says the Beitza of a Safek Treif is also, then it says a Beitza that gets mixed up with other Beitza is also also. And the Rabbi Natan learned those are two totally separate, unrelated cases. One was talking about a Beitza, which is a Safek Treif, or a Safek Nodbiyanta, whatever, you know, the different Sfekas in the goof of the egg. And the other was a Safek Betarobis. He said the Gemara never discussed what happens if the Safek egg, the egg which was Safek Treif, or Safek Nodbiyanta, got mixed up with others. That the Gemara never discussed, never answered. That's an Mimutar, because it's Sfeka. It's Safek Echa Beguf, Safek Echa Betarobis, but the Tom doesn't care. He said, not a problem. So the Prima Gorim says, really, Mikar Din, that's the Din. Okay, and the Raisa, so that we can combine the two Sfekas. The Ma'ad of the Chaber, the Chaber says that doesn't matter whether it's the Rice or the Rabbanim, you can't combine them. And the Ramah is willing to go with the Rabbeinu Tam if we're dealing with the Rabbanim to start with. We mentioned this yesterday. Okay, the Ramah says there'll be machmer only if there's a Rice in the mix to begin with. But anyway, that's what the Shach has in Aleph. In Beis, okay, he introduces something else. Okay, he says, not only do we require for a Sfek Sfeka, okay, that's the Shach and Oz Aleph, Oz Beis, okay, we require, according to the Shach, not only Inyan Echad, or Shem Echad, like Guf Echad, Guf and Guf, and Tarovis and Tarovis, as opposed to combining them, okay, but also require what's a Guf Echad, meaning, or maybe called Cheftza Echad. The Sfek has to be in the same Cheftza. Okay, the two sfeikas, in order to apply sfeik sfeika, not only do we have to have the both sfeik echad, they're both sfeikas of beguf, or both sfeikas of betarobas, but both sfeikas have to apply to the same cheftza, okay, or the same goof, okay, meaning, like in the case of Pesach Mesuach, okay, it's one woman, there are two sfeikas, okay, there are two sfeikas about it, right, or you have one. You know, they're two tarubas, but it's the same piece, the same egg, or the same piece of meat that we're being done on. Okay? So, the case of Pesach Mesuah is one woman. Okay? Was she Mizana Tachtov after the Kedushin, or was she Nensa? So whatever the suffix is, whatever the sfeikas are in the same person. Okay? And we're dealing with an egg, you take out of a double tarubas with meat, they're the same suffix. Okay? So that's what they're required to have the same goof echot. And the Shach gives some examples. For example, if you have there's an Oz Beis, okay? If you have a Beitza of a Vadai Treif, but we don't know when the egg was developed, when the Klipa of the egg was completed. We discussed that way back in the Chuzbos. We call it the status of an egg, the Chelbon, the Klipa, and so we don't know when it was completed. Was it completed before the Beitza became a Treif, or after the Beitza became a Treif? If it's before, okay, so then it's, you know, okay, so, but it's inside the mother, so it's a uber erichimo. Okay, so then it becomes like the mother, if it happened before it was trefa. But if the Beitza's klipa, the klipa of the Beitza developed afterwards, so then it's its own entity, and its own identity. Okay, so then it wouldn't necessarily be the same din. Okay, and now let's say this Beitza, okay, now let's say this Beitza got mixed up into Tarovis. Okay, so this will be called Safek Echad Beguf and Safek Echad Betarovis. Okay, so that's good. Okay, that we don't apply. But what if you start, if you have a Beitza of a Suffolk Treifa, okay, we're not sure that the mother was a Treifa or not, the hen was a Treifa or not, and we don't know when the Klipa. So there's only one Inyan, there's no Tarubas here. It's Suffolk Echad Beguf, and the other Suffolk is also Beguf, right? But it's not the same Guf, because one Suffolk is in the mother, in the hen. Okay, whether or not it's Treifa, and one is in the Beitza, whether or not it had the Klipa developed before or after. So here, so in such a case, in this case, you're not going to say it's a Sfek Sfeika. You might be tempted to say it's Sfek Sfeika because there is no Tarovis here. Okay, you hear the point? The Shach is saying, yeah, but the two Sfeikas are not in the same, The two sveikas are not in the same. There's a suffix trefa is on the hen, and the suffix when the klipa developed is on the egg. So that's not the same thing, even though in a certain sense it's not a combination of suffix echad beguf and suffix echad betarovas. It's not. There's no tarovas here. Okay, but since it's not the same goof, then that's called. That's a problem. That's not going to qualify. Sveik sveiker, because one suffix is on the mother hen, whether it's a treif or not, the other one's on the beitza. So that's another rule. That's the shach over here in os beis. Okay, yeah. The third thing from this unit gimel. Okay, if you have a suffix treif, okay, and then a suffix regarding when the klipa developed, and then that fell into a tarov, then that egg fell into tarovis. So now you have three sekas, so to speak, right? You had a suffix trefa, you had a suffix regarding the klipa, and you had a tarobas now, right? That egg, which came from the suffix trefa, and it's a suffix when the klipa developed, and now with that nuffle of tarobas, that's still not going to be good. That's not inyan echad, okay? Because it's goof and tarobas, it's suffix echad, goof and suffix tarobas, and even with the goof, it's not the same. It's the chicken and the egg. It's the hen and the egg. So it's not the same. So even with three sveikas in such a case, it's not going to work. So sveika is not going to work here. So sveika is not going to work here, even with three sveikas. Okay. Suffix number one and suffix number two can't combine. The suffix treif and the suffix when the klipa developed, those can't combine because it's base gufos. And suffix two and three, right, can't combine. The suffix when the klipa developed can't combine with the tarobis because it's two and yonim. Okay, so that finishes unit one, source one here on the sheets, the first three principles of the Shach. Okay, good. All right, weiter. The next group, okay, I grouped Dalet, Hey, Vav, and Zion together. And again, I stress, just because I grouped them this way doesn't mean it's the only way to group them. Okay, but I think that it makes a certain way. It's just, in a sense, again, it's not my own, it's what I got from other sources, my own suggestion. Okay, some again put all the first nine together because they're all from the, as I said, they're all from the first, all from the same sefer. So we had them. Anyway, So next is Dalet, Hey, Vav, and Zion. So the Shach basic rule here is, and again, I'm not reading these in some, I'm just trying to give you the overall principles here that you can look through. So the Shach here says that in order for Sfeik Sfeika to work, you have to be able to say, maybe there's no Isser altogether. Okay, maybe there's no Isser altogether. That has to be a possibility. There's absolutely no Isser here at all. Okay, like in the case of Pesach Pesuach. Okay, in the case of Pesach Pesuach, right, when the man realizes his wife's not a psula, his new wife is not a psula, there is a possibility that there's no Isser whatsoever. But why is she not a psula? Because a bunch of years ago, she was with somebody else. Okay, that's no issertim whatsoever. There's no isser at all. Okay, in the case of Pesach Pesuach, maybe she lost to a psula well before he was mekadesher. Okay, or by the case of a suffix trefa. Okay, all right. By the case of a suffix trefa. Okay, suffix trefa means maybe the mother's not a trefa. Maybe the mother hen or the mother animal, whatever, is not a trefa. Okay, so. Because the principle of a sfek sveka is sofek asu mutar, and even if, those are the magic words, afilim tim tzaloma, right? That's how sfek sveka works. You have a sofek, two sides, and afilim tim tzaloma, but maybe that, right? That's even if. Okay, afilim tim tzaloma. Okay, but the even if has to start with maybe there's no isser altogether. There's a first step, so to speak, in this, in tim tzaloma, is maybe there's no isser whatsoever. It has to begin with the possibility that there is no Isser whatsoever. That's the key, really, of Dalet, Hey, Vav, and Zion. He gives different examples, okay? The chickens and the Zarba, one got mixed up with the Trefa, got mixed up with the Suffolk Trefa. Okay, again, you look at the particulars of the case, but that's really what the shop's driving at over here, okay? There has to be, I'm not reading all inside, but you can look at the examples, and then Dalet he talks about Tarnagolus Ksherish is Arba and Tarnagolus Trefa. Okay. In Hey, Tarnagolus Ksherish is Arba in Tarnagolus Suffolk Trefa. Okay. Gavov was Tarnagolus Ksherish is Arba and Tarnagolus Suffolk Trefa. Then each one had an egg. Okay. So, each hen had an egg. And then Zion, he talks about two stores. Okay, one would sell the Suffolk treif and the other sells kashera. Again, those are examples, but again, in order that's where the Sfeik Sfeikas work, okay, because you can start off by saying that the first step can be that it's totally mutter. Okay, that's the point of the shach over here in these four cases, Dalal Hei, Bob, and Zion. Okay?
Good.
Okay, source three. Yeah, I printed the whole shach. I don't have to read every line in the shach, but those are the examples. Okay, source number three is Ches and Tes, okay, which are the last two from the Sefer Isabeter. Okay, Ches and Tes. That talks about, we talked about a little bit Tolin, and we'll talk about it's Kufir Aleph the rest of this week, and a couple of Shirin. We see Kufir Aleph is about Tolin. Tolin remember means, do we have the right to say when there's some kind of a mixture and something is also, and then something disappeared, right? We had the Abu Zara case, and the case with the cups, the case with the ring, okay, and then one thing disappeared into the ocean, okay, can we say that that was the also one that disappeared, right? So that's the case of Tolin. So if you have a Sufik Isser, two chati, you know, as if it starts with a Sufik Isser, two chatikas, one is kosher and one is a Sufik trefa, and then one of them gets lost, okay? Should we say Tolin? Okay, so here the Shach posits that you can't say Tolan over here because Tolan is only when there's bit fundamentally is bit of Barov. He only had one and one, right? The case in Ches, you have two stores, let's say, okay, or two, you know, two pieces of meat the two Ches is two stores. One sells Suffolk treifa, and one sells kosher. And I got something from each one. I don't know which I got from where. Okay, so here he's going to say they're both osir. Okay, even though one is only Suffolk treifa. What do you mean sfeik? One is in the sfeik sfeika. Maybe I got the kosher one. So he says we don't say tolan, right? We don't say for sfeik sfeika. See if I have that right. Yeah. Okay, right. When you have two chatikas, one is a Suffolk treifa, and one of them got lost, you can't apply tolan. Okay, you can't apply tolan because you can't start by saying perhaps there's no isser. Just a moment. In other words, right. If I have a case before, if I have a beta that's vada from a Suffolk treifa, then you can't apply sfeik sfeika because you can't start saying maybe there's no isra on the baits at all. So as I work here by the stores again, if I have two stores, one would sell sulfic trade, one sells kshera, and each one of them, I got a piece of each one. I don't know which one. Yeah, because on that piece, you can't say it's vada. Since it's sulfic trefa, right, since it's sulfic trefa, you can't say it's vada mutter. There's no way to say it's Vada Mutter, so that's why we can't say that. And Yud, we can't say Tolan, okay, we can't say Tolan based on Tolan's only the Bittel Barov, was Mutter Midaraisa. Okay, but let's say, and that's what the Shach talks about in Tess, you have something which is, you can look at it inside, right? Look at Ches inside, it's short. And source three, Amyesh Kanafan Shtechatikos, Achas Mksher, Acham Samak Trefa, Kaven Sha, Ain Lahaskab Lomar, Shema Ain Kan Isur Klau. One of them is from Suffolk treifa. You can't say for sure that this piece is mutter. That's not a possibility. So therefore, you have no sfeik sfeika. The test, I guess, Ches could have included above again. My divisions are not, the divisions here are not ironclad. There's overlap, obviously. And then in test, he says about tolid. But near dafiru never echem and rokel acher ain lahatim mikol sfeik sfeika, because that only applies when you're dealing with when you have a bit of a rove. Okay, you can only say tones, bitterov, so with the rice, it's mutter. But with the rabbanon, let's say you have a davar chashuv, chatichul iskabed, and so on. Okay, so there's a vadai trefa and a vadai ksheva, there's no tolan. Tolan can't create a sfeik sfeika. Say maybe that's the one that disappeared. Because you can't say it, it's only a maybe. You have to start with something vadai. Okay, that's the, those are the first nine. Those are all the ones that are printed in the Sefer Isabhetta that the Shachar got it from. Okay, good. Next, source four. We're up to Yud. Let's do it alone. Okay, this is based on the Sefer Ogra, Council of Ogra. Okay, if you have the following case, a Sofek Beguf, okay, falls into Tarobas, then something from that Tarobas fell into another Tarobas, okay, let's say Lach Belach, and then it was removed, but there was Tam left. That's what we're talking about today in the Bishmajish. But there was some Tam left, all right? So the Shach says that that's Mutter. That's okay, because maybe the first thing was mutter. Okay, again, it was a suffek beguf, so there was a tzad that was absolutely mutter. And then, one second, so then it became osur. Yeah, so I said, then maybe it fell into tarobas to begin with, it was okay, right? Maybe it fell into the begin with, it was okay. But if there were two pieces, and one was vada osur and one mutter, to start, then he can't say sveik sveika because again, there's a vada isa here. Okay, it's like ischazek isura. In other words, the dover choshev, let's say, and there's a suffik whether it was usher or not. They got mixed up with rov chatichas heter. Okay, and then they came out, but that's a tam. So again, the chaticha itself is going to be usher. All right, but the chaticha got mixed up with another, and there's no rov. They're also they're both going to be usher. There's no rov. But if it got mixed up into other chatichas, then it's going to be mutter because there it's possible to say that there was no isser in the second tarobas. Okay, there is a possibility that the second tarobas is no isser because who says that what fell in was a piece on which there was a suffix? Maybe that's not what fell in. So there's definitely a possibility to say that it's absolutely a mutter. Okay, and at the end he says that, you know, if they took that chaticha out, okay, Tavshul is going to be mutter because all that's left is tam. So that's in yud. That's the shach in yud. Good. Next, again, because the shach kind of alternates from giving examples to actually having new cases. There's not all klolim. In other words, there's some examples. Art 5, source 5. I printed yud aleph and yud beis together. Okay, and that's based on the Tosfos that you actually need two different shemos or two different isurim. Two different shemos. The formulation has to be, in order for sveik sveik to work, there has to be two different shemos. Two different possibilities that don't boil down to the same thing. Two different shemos, so for example, this is again your aleph and your base. I'll give you background. It's based on a Tosfos. Okay, that Tosfos there in Ksuba stuff tests. Okay, the case of Pesach Pesuch. Okay, so we want to suggest before maybe she's because Eina Tachto. Maybe it happened when they weren't engaged. Okay, or B, it was a case of Onus. Okay. Eina Tachtov and Ones are two different scenarios, two different shemos, two different stadim. They're not related to one another. So that's a sveik sveika. But if it happened Tachtov, then therefore you can say, if it happened Tachtov, maybe it was Ones. Okay? What about the following case? Okay? Why don't they go wrong with the following case? Maybe it did happen Tachtov. Okay? But, and maybe it was Baratzon, but maybe she was a Ktana. Right? So maybe that should that also be sveik sveika? Says the shach, and then no, because Peter Ktana Berotzon has the same din of onus. Ktana Berotzon Pitoi Mefata. Peter Ktana is a case of onus. Okay, in other words, Peter Ktana, she's still muteris because that's a case of onus. So now to say the following, you can't say. Maybe it happened Tachtov. And even if it happened Tachtov, maybe she's an onus. Okay? Let's assume it vada happened Tachtov. There's no suffix about that. It happened afterwards. We know we ascertain it happened afterwards, which is still a sex faker. Because maybe she was, it was Nensa. And even if she was Nensa, she was a Tana. All right? But the Shach said that's not going to work because that boils down to the same issue. Because what is Ktana? Tana means that the was, what's the even if? To spell out each time the even if. Even if it's the Ratzon. Okay, but let's say the Mekudesh was a long time ago, right? The Kiddush was long ago. So you're going to say, so we know that it was Zinsa Tachta. But we're going to say, but it was an onsen. Okay? And maybe it happened when she was still the Ktana. Right now she's a Dolus getting married, but maybe the what caused the Psalm to break the Pesach Pesua was when she was still a Ktana. So isn't that a Sfeik Sfeika? So we say, no, it's not a Sfeik Sfeika. Why? Because Peter Ktana is onus. So what are we saying? It happened Tachta. But now with a Sfeik. Maybe she was Nensa. And even with Baratzon, maybe she's a Ktana. Yeah, but what does maybe she's a Ktana mean? That was Nensa. Because Peter Ktana is onus. So we're saying, what are we saying basically? Maybe she was onus. And even if she wasn't Nensa, maybe it was Nensa. That's not a Sfeik Sfeika. You follow, even though they're two different scenarios, so to speak, but it's not two different stadim. It boils down to the same stad. There's no Sfeik Sfeika. That's what he's saying in the Yurah. It has to be the same. It's two different shemas. You follow? That's in a case? Because Peter Ktana is the same as Nensa. So you can't say, well, maybe it happened Tachto. They were, the Kiddushin was long ago, the father married, whatever it was, long ago. So now we know that whatever happened after it was Tachto. We want to say, but maybe it happened when she was yet a Ktana. Maybe she was Nensa. And even when Talmud Baratzon, maybe when she was a Ktana. But that's the same suffix. Because Peter Ktana is onus. So we're saying, maybe it happened after they were Mekudeshes. But maybe she was Nensa. And I feel Tim Tzol was Baratzon, but maybe she did it when she was a Ktana. That's Nensa. So you can't say, maybe it was Nensa. And I feel Tim Tzol was Nensa, it was also Nensa. That's not a suffix. Well, even though they're two different scenarios. In Yud Beis, that's in Yud Aleph. In Yud Beis, the Shach quotes the Shmos Adeshen. Okay, and it talks about the following. Just another example of a similar type of case. Okay, the behemoth Tahora is pregnant. Okay, behemoth Tahora, and so they have a Bechor issue, and it gives birth to twins. Okay, now we're not there when they came out. So now we don't know what the status of this behemoth that was just born is. To Sfeik Sfeika, okay, regarding Bechor, because maybe it already gave birth before. Maybe this wasn't this animal's first out of Bechor at all. Okay, we don't know. Maybe it came, and even if it did not give birth before, but we don't know which came out first, either animal. I'm not sure it's Bechor. So that sounds like, that would sound like, well, no, that's a Sfeik Sfeika B'Shem Echad. Because the suffix is what? On either animal, the suffix is, is this the firstborn? So that sounds like the example we just gave. That's not going to be a Sfeik Sfeika. It was saying on this animal over here, maybe the mother gave birth already 3 years ago to a different animal. So therefore, it's not a Bechor. And even if it didn't, maybe this one's not the Bechor because it didn't come out first. The other one did. But it's the same suffix. What's a suffix? Maybe this animal didn't come out first. That boils down to the same thing. So it sounds like in other words, the Shmos Adeshen discussed this, the Shach quotes, that sounds like it's a Shem Echad. Because either way, the suffix is maybe there was a previous birth to this animal. Okay, so why is this a valid Sfeik Sfeika? Okay, so no, this is a valid Sfeik Sfeika. Why? Because the rule is that we said before, Hashem Echad and so on, but if one Sfeik is more encompassing, it's broader, okay, it's a greater matir, then it's okay even if it's Shem Echad. Okay, because the Sfeik, if the animal gave birth, this was not the first litter or whatever you want to call it. Okay, the animal gave birth earlier. That will allow both twins, both the animals that are right there. Okay, that suffix allows both. Okay, that suffix allows both twins. So Mamela, that's a greater suffix, and then you can combine that with a lesser suffix. Well, we said they have to be the same. Okay, like in the case of the Ktana, and maybe she was Nensa, maybe she would happen to the Ktana, which is another way of saying Nensa. One is not more encompassing than the other. Those are two equal Sfeikas. You can't combine them. But when you have Shem Echad, sounds like Shem Echad, right? But when one is more encompassing, then you can combine it. Okay, but I'll give you to give you the other side. Let's say the twins that came out, now one was male, one female. The female is no Kedushas Bechor, right? So then we want to say, well, you know, maybe the mother gave birth before, so this isn't the Bechor. And maybe the female came out first. But that is the same suffix. Namely, is the male animal here a bechor or not? Was it the firstborn or not? We're saying maybe it's not the firstborn because maybe the mother gave birth 2 years ago to another litter of that. I don't know if the litter is the right word, whatever it is. And even if it didn't, maybe the female came out first. But that's the same thing. Because the suffix is, did the male have an older sibling or not? So all this boils down to the same thing. Okay, in this case, the first suffix does not seem to be more encompassing. Before I gave you the case, it's more encompassing because it's not there both animals. But here you don't need that. The female's not good before anyways. So it's not mat there more. Right? It's not a greater heter. It's not a more encompassing or broader heter because the female is going to be terrorist anyways. All right, some want to say, we could say, the Shach says, it still could work because the female, even though it doesn't have kedushas b'chor, it has a shame of b'chorah, maybe the first suffix is more encompassing. So that's interesting. It's not a question, okay, on that. But I just want to illustrate that the Shach looks at two different cases. If they're both male, so then you can combine because the first suffix being mat to that suffix and saying this wasn't the first litter from this mother animal, okay, so that then it's going to be mat to both twins, okay, whereas the other suffix is only mat to one, so then you can say it's a sveik-sveika, but if one is male, one is female, you could argue not like that, okay, so the point is that it's more encompassing, it's different. The Chavis Das, I mentioned, he also has like a similar kuntris sveikas, and it calls it the basal suffix. We got a Chavis Das here. I didn't print it, but I'll say it outside. It talks about a case where you find, when you're examining the chicken, a broken chicken, broken wing, broken bone. So maybe the chicken's a trefa because maybe it pierced the lung. So the Ramoa said that we had, that said, no, that's a sveik-sveika. Why? Because sveik, maybe it broke after the shkita. Okay, maybe the bone broke during the packaging or whatever else. In fact, the broken bone now happened afterwards. And even if it broke, was still alive. Maybe never pierced the lung. Who says just because it broke, then necessarily made a circle in the lung? They don't know. Okay. But again, the problem is, says the Chavis Das, why is that a valid sveik-sveika? It boils down to the same suffix, namely, did this bone pierce the lung when the animal was alive or not? Right? It's the same thing. So you say, well, suffix, maybe it happened after. And even if it happened before, maybe it didn't pierce the lung. But again, that would seem to be an example of shame echad because it's the same suffix. Did this bone pierce the living lung or not? Right, that's what it boils down to. So the Chavis Das says he introduced what he called the reyus of berura. Okay, he says if you can say maybe there's no problem. Okay. He's willing to be make like by Pesach Pesuach, that's a reyus of berura, okay? Because we know that she's not a psula now. We know she's not a psula now. So then you need to have stay shameless to apply sveik-sveika. But with the case of the chicken, there's no reyus of berura. We don't see that anything's punctured. Okay, then shame echad is enough. Okay, if there's a hole in the lung and a chanami, then you're not going to be able to apply this. If you examine. Before you have to pack the chicken, examine the lung or whatever they mean, examine the lung and talk and find the hole. So that's a reyus of berura. That's what the Chavis Das introduces. Okay, or another case. Okay, there's also a classic case. I think this is on my Yoreh Day Bechina. I studied Yoreh Day here. Okay, if you find a tooth or a nail in the back of an animal in the pen, okay, so the halacha is a trefa, a drusa, right? It's a halacha from Sinai, afraid that it's a trefa. The animal was crushed by, attacked by another animal, even if it survived, but we're afraid that the trafe is inside. So here you have a tooth or a nail found in the back of an animal. So the question is, was it attacked by a lion? Okay, so the Gemara, one suffix is suffix all, suffix lo all. We don't know whether a lion came into the pen or not. And even if it did, even if all, but maybe that's not what caused this nail in the back. Maybe the animal rubbed against the wall or something like that. Okay? So that's a sveik-sveika. So Chavis Das says, what do you mean? Why is that a sveik-sveika? It's the same problem. We want to know, is this drusa or not? That boils down to the same thing, right? So according to Shach, it's not going to be because if the lion didn't come in, that's a broader heter, because it's going to be matter all the behemoths in the pen, in the corral. So that's worse according to the Shach. Okay? According to Chavis Das, we'd also be allowed to say it because there's no radius of brewer, there's no visible drusa, there's no visible sign. So that's why the sveik-sveika would work. Okay, that takes care of that one. Was that Yud Beis, right? Okay, next, I put together Yud Gimel, Yud Dalet, Tez Vav, and Tez Zayin. Tez Zayin can go either way. This is source number six. Okay, here, the Shach and Drusus was called a Sveik Sveika HaMishapech. That you can do it either way. The order doesn't matter. The two Sveikas, the Intinsalomar, so to speak, can go either way. Okay. About I'm just before going to that. I'm sorry, I forgot one thing. Okay. It's relevant to Hilchus Nida. Okay. Just to illustrate that issue again. I'm sorry, one thing I forgot. Hilchus Nida. Okay, before we go on to this one, Sveik Sveika Mishapech. Still in the Yud Beis before, one other Ha'ara, okay? Remember we had the case, Tosus, Stam Kalim She'en Yehud De'en Ben Yomah, right? That we say there's a Stam Kalim She'en Ben Yomah, okay? Now, that's a Sveik Sveika, right? Maybe they say you should use the Kalim because maybe the Goy didn't use it today. And even if it did, maybe Cook was a Talmud Gan, the Dabar Pogim, right? But then we can ask the same question, isn't that a shame echod? Because either way, the heter is no sintam of gam. You know, well, what's the difference? Maybe didn't cook today, so it's no sintam of gam. Or maybe what he cooked is a dabar pogim, it's no sintam of gam. So doesn't that sound like the same? Again, that sounds like shame echod. Okay? You know, but again, according to the shach, it's not a problem. Because the suffix of more than 24 hours, we matter anything. Okay? We matter anything, whereas the other one is only matter that particular food if it's a dabar pogim. Okay, but more than 24 hours, except for the Rahorim, but it's about to everything. Okay, so that's what I mentioned. So that's what I mentioned. It's neither. The woman has a makkah, vosa makkah. Okay, so we say perhaps the makkah produced the dam. Okay, and that's a big discussion. And Rishonim, there's after a makkah that's yadua shemotzi adam, or even a makkah she'en yadua shemotzi adam. Rashbos says even a makkah she'en yadua shemotzi adam. We're making, and the Mordechai says it has to be a makkah she'yadua shemotzi adam. And the Mechaber is making like the Rashbo, and the Rambam is making like the Mordechai, but misafik, okay. And therefore, he says with another suffik, it'll be okay. So where is the Mokker? Where's the Makkah exactly? So Shach and Yerdeya, the Chasnida says if the Makkah is in the uterus, it depends what it's, you know, what's the suffik. Because what's the suffik going to be? The suffik can be where's the Makkah? Is the Makkah in the Mokker? Is the Makkah in Atzadim? Okay. And because in Atzadim, Atzadim means the cervix or the lining, whatever. Not from the uterus, which would make her neither. But studim, it's not called dam neither. So if she had a makkah, she ain't a yadua, she mutzia dam. Again, the Ramot Paschal Mordechai, you don't need it. But with a suffix, you don't know whether, and now we also don't know whether the makkah came from the makkah or from the studim. So that's a sveik sveika. Okay? But we'll say the same thing, no, because that's really mishem echad. That's the same, that sounds like a shem echad. Because again, if it's minat stadim, what does it mean? So where's the blood from? The answer is it's the dam makkah. So it comes out to the same suffix. Is this a dam makkah or not? All right. So the difference would be though, no, because it's still a sveik sveika. Okay, that's another. Who did others point? Still sveik sveika because one suffix is more encompassing. Because if it's from the makkah, that has enough community for hilchus tumah mutar also. Because we paskin makkah makom tameh. So even if she won't become a nida. All dam from the mokar, even there was different things about dam nida, there's metame begodim and other things like that. So therefore, mokar makom tome, the mokar itself is tome. So all dam from the mokar, even if it doesn't make her nida, it's going to be metame begodim and things. So therefore, one suffix is broader. Okay, I made the point. I don't understand that. Okay, let's go on now. I mentioned this. So it's six, Yud Gimel, Yud Dalet, Tez Vav, and maybe just, I think I put this together, put this side and this side, I'm going to go either way. Yes, I'm sorry. Just to give it down as well together. That's the source six. So here he introduces Sveik Sveika Mishapech. The two suffix, the imtim salma, the even if has to go both ways. Okay, so like again, the Pesach Masul case. Suffix would happen tachtov or not, and even if it happened tachtov, maybe it was onus. And that could go either way, because you could say the other way. You could start with the other one and say the suffix was she was onus or not. And even if she brought some, maybe it happened beforehand, right? So you see what I mean by either way, okay? You hear the point of either way? Or you can the even if can go in both directions. I can say she's not a psula now. So what's our double suffix? A suffix is maybe she was as she did it before, you know, she was, maybe it was onus, okay, in which case it's mutter. Maybe it was baratzon. It happened 10 years ago before she was mekudeshes. You say the other way too. Maybe it happened before she was mekudeshes. Okay, I'm sorry, maybe it happened after she was mekudeshes, but maybe she was onus. So either one, right? The even if can go from either direction. That's what he calls a sveksveka hamishaper. Okay?
In effect.
Okay, so for example, so then we can ask, what about what about mukaseitz? Mukaseitz means that her psalm broke some other way. Okay, because why don't we throw that into the mix? Maybe she was a mukaseitz, and even if she had beer, maybe it would, it was happened before. Okay, it was enotachto. Okay, I'll tell you what, because you can't say it the other way around. That's why we can't say it the other way around. You can't say, maybe she had beer, okay, but Avimtzim Shemomer, it was afterwards, maybe she's a mukaseitz. I can't do that. It's not a mukaseitz, she had beer, right? That's impossible. Right? You can say it one way in that case. You could say it one way. You can say that maybe she's a mukaseitz, and even if she wasn't, maybe it happened, wasn't tachtov. That works. Okay, but the other way around doesn't work. You can't say, well, maybe she was, maybe Shitaka had beer, okay? But even if she had beer, maybe Shitaka had beer, before. Even if she didn't, even if she had beer afterwards, maybe she's the Mukas Eitz. No, you can't do that, right? So, it's some suffix whether such a Sveksveka works or not. And it may also depend on the Sveksveka, the Chumad Rabban, on the Raisa, that's a different point. But anyway, that's the point made over here. It has to work in both directions. You see, but let's say in the case of the lion and the pen, okay, that was a sufficient. Ms. Hapek is okay. So what about the case of the lions in the pen? So here, the Shach said, in that case, you can't say, maybe the lion didn't come in. Maybe the lion came in, but even if he came in, maybe this animal he didn't touch. You can't say, it scratched, it got the nail from somewhere else. You can't say the other way around. Maybe the lion came in, and even, no, if the lion came in, you can't say, you can't say that, and then the lion didn't come in, right? It won't work the other way around, okay? In that case, it was, what do you want to say? Maybe the lion went in, but even if it did, maybe it didn't attack this animal. All right, that's a good sveksveka. Okay, we don't know when the lion came. There was a lion hanging around. The lions and tigers and bears were hanging around. So that's the case they talk about. This is Ari. Okay, so this is Ari. So you could say, well, maybe the lion didn't come in. Even if it did go in, maybe it didn't attack. But you can't say the other round. You can't say, maybe the lion didn't attack. Okay, and even if it did attack, maybe it didn't come in. No, that doesn't work, right? The only thing is, the shach is makel, because he says you only need mishaper when they're two totally independent sveikas, and there's no logical reason to say the one came before the other. Then it has to be flip side. There's no logical reason to say nensa before, tachtov and nensa. There's no. Here, obviously, the lion has to have come in order to have the problem in the first place, right? So there's a logical reason, okay? In other words, by mukas eitz and onus, okay? So there's no logical reason that one would have happened before the other. There's no hechrich to say that one would have happened before the other. So there, we need to have two, it has to be the sveksveka misaper. But if one must logically come before the other, like the lion and the pen, then you don't need misaper, because obviously the first suffix is if it went in, and then we're done if it attacked. That's a valid sveksveka, even though you can't say it the other way. You know what I'm saying? You can't say Dabar Kukha that way. So the Shach says, yeah, but that's still a good sweet sweet, because you can't say Dabar Kukha that way. It's ridiculous. Okay? When do we need it to be both ways? When there's no logical reason for one to have preceded the other. Okay? So he quotes the two cases, the Gemara Bava Kamma. Okay? Let's say you have a Shulia. Shulia is like the embryonic sac, I think they call it, right? Or the baby, right? The Shulia. Not the placenta, the... And when the baby grows, right, the embryonic sac. So let's say if a person or behemoth, whatever, miscarried, came out of the person, okay, miscarried. So part of the shulia came out one day and part came out the next day. So human being. So now, Nafkamina, was it a boy or a girl? Because Nafkamina is going to be Tumas Leda, 14 days or 7 days, right from the beginning of Parshas Tezriah. So part came out one, but part came out the next day. So Nafkamina, when you know, whether and Sofik, you know, whether it's a male or female, okay, that starts when the Vlad comes out. So you need, bottom line is you need to determine when does the clock start ticking? When you have Rove Vlad, okay? So, but one second, any time you can have a Sfik Sveika. Maybe more came out on day one, okay? And even if not, maybe it wasn't the Rove. But this is not Mishapich, because you can't say, well, maybe less than Rove came out, and they're saying, even if less than Rove came out, maybe more than Rove came out. You can't say that, but the Shach said it's okay anyway, because obviously, again, the first Sfik must be, okay, that some of the blood came out. All right, anyway, that's just an example that he gives. He has another case. Let me just look in here. Goy who's in possession of the Sefer Torah. Goy who's in possession of the Sefer Torah. So the question is, did I have a kedusha of the Sefer Torah? Maybe the Jew wrote it, or maybe the Goy did. Okay, question of kavanas, and so maybe the Jew didn't have the right kavanas. All right, that's just another example. All right, anyway, that takes care of Yud Gimel Yud Dal and Tez Vav. Okay, Tez Zion, I put in the source number 7. Zion, Yud Zion, Yud Ches, and Yud Tez together. Tez Zion, the next 4. Okay, Tez Zion, Yud Zion, Yud Ches, and Yud Tez together. Here, really talk more about a little bit about Sveika Rabbanu Lakula in general, okay? But in cases when you have a Sfik Sveika or a Doraisa, that's in Tezayin, a Sfik Sveika and an Issa Doraisa, okay? And there's also Suffolk and Issa Rabbanu. Okay, in the particular case in the Tezayin is you have fish, which is a kosher fish, which was salted with tummy fish and malicha kerosech and some malicha kerosech, right? They're salted together, we discussed. So there's a suffix, we don't know, but there's a suffix where they were really salted with tameim. And even if they were, maybe there was no shuman or tzir, okay? But with Rabbanon, we say, yeah, but tzir of a dog tummy is also Rabbanon, all right? But he said, that's still going to be a suffix Rabbanon. Yeah, and there's a suffix, the rice is a double suffix. The Rabbanon is a single suffix. The rice is a double suffix, and the Rabbanon is a single suffix. So that's, again, Tezayin could have stood on his own, I guess, because not really fitting in the other cases. I attach it to ones that follow, because it's also talking about a suffix, and it's the Rabbanon, but the next couple of Yitzayin, the Chesney test. But anyway, so that's the case of Tezayin. It's a suffix, the Rabbanon, the Mutter. In other words, you have a suffix, and it's the rice. There's also a suffix, and it's the Rabbanon. The same case. Okay, so... basic suffix is whether it was salted together or not with the dog and tameim, all right? And the suffix of the rice was the shuman, but the rabbanon, we say that the tzir is, now it's a suffix and a rabbanon, so he said therefore it's mutter, okay? The next cases are a suffix and an isid rabbanon, all right, where we won't go lakula. Suffix of the rabbanon lakula wouldn't apply. For example, we had some cases, let's say like a bishul, Bososh and Salam and Ayin. Even though it's a suffix, but we have a special rule. Bososh and Ayin is also. So you won't say Sveik Rabban Lakula here. Or Bisholakum. We'll see, we'll learn about that. Okay? Or, examples like that. We said a Gemina Zakum. Okay? Which is, so maybe the guy made it, and maybe made it with kosher rennet. Rabbanan says, no, we still say that it's Vadai Yisud Rabbanan. So in those cases, we don't say Sveik Rabban Lakula. Those examples he gives, Bososh Salam Ayin, Bisholakum, or something like Gminas Akum, a Sufik Doraisa, which became Vadai Darbonim. Sufik and a Doraisa, did the guy maybe made it with non-kosher cheese? The Rabbanan said we have to treat it like a Mamish, like a Vadai. Yeah, those are the three cases where the Nisa Darbonim, okay, which becomes Usur, and we don't say Sveik Rabban Lakula. So Mela, based on the fact that we don't say Sveik Rabban Lakula, if we should assume, like the Shach does, that Sveik Sveika is based on Sveik Rabban Lakula, we're not going to apply the Sveik Sveika to these cases either. Okay? That's unit 7. Source 7.
Good.
Let's see what else here. Supposed to be Salmanai and Gwina Snofrin. Yeah. Okay. Next. So, Yud 8, Chof, Chof Aleph, Chof Beis, and Chof Gimel. Here he talks about, we discussed this already, really. Sveika, when it's Chazik Yisuru, when there's a Vada Yisur. Okay, that's what's starting in Chof. Okay. The Sofik Dabana has a Cheskis Yisur. So there we don't also don't say Sveika. This could have been lumped together with the others because it's just a continuation of when you have Yisurim Drabonim. But that's another example in Chof. That's another example of a Sofik Drabonim where we don't say Sveika Dabon Lakula, but it's Cheskis Yisur. Okay. And we saw, we mentioned that Ramoah does say that we say Sveika Dabon Lakula even against the Cheskis Yisur. But he's assuming not. Okay. Other case, we have a Cheskas Yisur. Let's say you have a Chaticha, which is not a Chaticha Chashuva, so it gets mixed up with others. Okay. But not Rove. Not enough of Rove. So Rove, then the whole thing becomes Ulcer. So therefore, again, you have a Cheskas Yisur in such a case. So in other examples, in that was in Chaval, in Chaval, Chav Beis, a Chaticha is Drabonim, which mentioned, got mixed up with two others. But remember Shein Omino. Like again, the Torah was a Mutaris because the Torah was a Mutaris because we derive his Baltimore. Okay, these are all examples of cases where we'll say negative Chazik Yisura, but we won't say Sveika Dabon Lakula, and therefore we're not going to say Sveik Sveika either. Okay, that's number 8. All right, now that was number 8. Okay, in source number 9. That's the suffix is the rice. Okay, Chafein Chavov. He's talking about a Sveika de Oraisa. Okay, Sveika de Oraisa. She's Arab, you know, Chad Bechad. Okay, and then one of those things now fell into Tarobas. And there is Rove. But that chaticha is not batela because it's chazik isura in the first mix. That's sofek isur Torah. Okay, so that's what the shachar mentions over here. I mean, again, that's not a din of sveik sveika per se, but you know that it's not a din of sveik sveika per se, but it's a din of sofek doraisa. Okay, and then he writes a general rule, important rule in Chavov. He writes all isurei Torah were machmer even in the case of hefse meruba. Okay, and even if you eat it on separate times, different people will machmer all the way. That just sticks in Sif Chavov, in Os Chavov. But let me just elaborate here for a moment. Okay, again, it was explained before. We just said that the Shach said there's no Sveika Dabon Lakula against Yitzchazik Yisur, right? But wait a minute, according to Rashba, says that it's based on Rov. Why not? Okay, Ruba Chazoka, Ruba Adif. Okay, so it should work, or even against the Chazoka. All right, so there's a Tosos, but the Tom says in Chorus that rule Gufa, the Rubu Chazok or whatever, is only din, is itself a Dindra Abanon. All right, so the Gemara there discussed in Chorus. If you have a cow that gives milk, okay, Rove of such cows gave birth already. I mean, you know, just like all mammals, right? I mean, a woman produces milk when she gives birth, right? So Rove of the cows in the world that give milk give given birth. Okay, so whatever calf is next, born next from this cow that gave milk is not a bechor. Okay, but when the Tam says we're machmer because there's a chazaka mikara that didn't give birth, even though Rove beats chazaka, that's only drabanan. Rove cows give birth, so therefore the Rove should beat out the chazaka mikara that this animal is a chazaka that didn't give birth. Animal didn't give birth the day it was born. As far as we know, that never changed. So you have a chazaka that didn't give birth. So how does the rove cows that give milk, gave birth? What do you mean? How does it beat out the chazok? This cow didn't give birth, right? That's the question. So the Beit HaTam says that the rove, because that rule is only the Rabbanan. Okay. Now, if you hold that Sveik Sveik, the Dinah Sveik Rabbanan Lakula, that's Rambam. Okay, good. Every Sveik Rabbanan becomes a Doraisa. Then we should be Machmir against the chazoka. But what about the, according to him? So go back to the chicken with the broken bone case. The suffix where the bone broke the bone, where the bone broke after Shkita, okay, in which case not a problem. And even if it broke before, maybe it didn't penetrate, maybe it didn't break the lung, okay? But isn't this against the cheskes issue of the animal? So the Shach says, if the behemoth was shechted, that removes the cheskes issue. Okay, it's a suffix, and trefus is not part of that chazaka. Okay, and also they talk about the pegima v'sakin. I don't know if you know, if you found the sakin pogum, you expected the shochet sakin, and it turns out that it was pogum. So now it was sveka, maybe on a particular animal. Maybe it became pogum after the later shkita. And even if it was on this shkita, we just found it, right? You just checked the knife and found that to be a sakin pogum. Okay, so on this animal, they just checked it at sveka. Maybe the sakin broke later on, or maybe it broke in this one, but after he shechted everything. So again, to play the cheskes iser against it, against the suffix. So that's that issue. Okay. On the other hand, also that's what the Shach says. There's no mishapech there, because you can't say maybe it was pogum later after some were caught, and if not, maybe it got pogum later shkita. You can't do that. All right. And Kibeg also talks about a sveka versus chazoka. All right. I'm going to finish up if we can here. Okay. Some of the others go together anyways. number 10, source 10, is basically Chav Zion through Lamed Beis. Okay? It basically demonstrates that once you have, if it doesn't work against its Chazik, if Sfeg Dabanon Lekula, they're the short ones. Okay? If Sfeg Dabanon Lekula doesn't work against its Chazik, in other words, these simon we just finished, we're not talking about six naked, we're talking about Sfeg Dabanon Lekula against its Chazik Yisur. So Chav Zayin to Lamed Bey says also that there's no Sfeg against its Chazik Yisur, and he gives examples over there. Okay, that's the Shach over there. Lamed Gimel, here we source 11, Lamed Gimel. He says that this we discussed earlier, the second Sfeg has to be a 50-50 Sfeg HaShokol. Okay, but he says if something is low Shkiach, then there's no Sfeg. Okay. Tosa discusses about Mukas 8. Tosa Derek Suvastav Test talks about Mukas 8. Mukas 8 is low shriach, at least in those days. Okay, today it's more common that women don't have psalm because of exercise, whatever, psalm because of exercise, whatever else. But in those days, it was called low shriach. So that won't count if it's low shriach. The problem is that the Gemara seems to rely on a sex faker even when it's not a suffix shakal. For example, in Bechoros, the animal has a miscarriage. Okay, we don't worry about Kedushin Bechor. Because maybe it's a female, and even if it was a male, maybe it looks like another thing, right? But that also is not so common. It sounds like in a 50-50 case, we don't need 50-50. Even if a slight thing pushes it over, that'll be enough. Okay, by Kedushas Bechor, a suffix, maybe it's a female, and even if it's a male, maybe it's what they call a nidme. Nidme looks like a different species. Okay, so therefore there's no Kedushas Bechor, can't be put on his bech, but that's also not common, yet it's mitzurf to the six faker. Also we have a case of a yavam. Okay, the Gemara talks about a yavam, and the mother went away pregnant, so there might be a brother. She gave birth, there might be a brother. So Gemara says, no, we don't have to worry about it, because maybe she gave birth to a girl, and even if it was a boy, but maybe it was a nephil. Nephil is also not that frequent. It's not a suffix of shokol, it's not 50-50. So Gemara seems to count that. Same Shabbat, Ashes Cohen, going to a Beis HaKvaris, right? The suffix, maybe it's carrying a girl, okay? And, all right, but that's also not, and maybe it'll miscarry. That's not the suffix of Shokol, okay? So the Rivash discusses, some Rishon discuss, well, what exactly, nothing exactly 50-50, okay? What, nothing exactly 50-50, right? I mean, there's always some one tendency in one direction or another. Nothing comes out exactly Sofek HaShokol, everything's exactly 50. There's nothing that's exactly 50-50. So he said it's got to be close. It's got to be close. Okay? Because when it's close, then you can add a smaller Sofek, like not and then Nafel and so on into the mix. All right? When something is not that close, then the second Sofek, the first Sofek has to be really close. Nothing starts with 50-50. Okay? So when it's very close, and then something else can tip it over. But it's not that close, so then the other Sofek can't change it. Okay, all right, that's in Lamed, that's in Lamed Gimel 11. Lamed Dalet 12, that we spoke already, Sikha Safik and Chesaron Yediyah does not count. There's no Sfeg Sfeika when one of the things we just don't know. Okay, when the Safik and Chesaron Yediyah. Kisaron Chochma Lo Abi Sapik Lishak, right? 13 is Lamed Hay. Discuss this also. Efshel Avarer. Okay. Can you clarify the fact? How much do you have to look into it to clarify the suffix? So that goes back to the old Chakir Machok Lishonim, whether Sfik Sfika is a Hachra or is a Birur. Okay. Rashbo, we saw. Rashbo and Chulin says you have to be Mavarer if you can. Okay. The case is you have a lion, attacked one of the animals in the pen. We don't know which one. So each animal is a Sfik Sfika. Maybe that was attacked, and maybe yes, maybe no. Maybe even it was attacked, it wasn't. Then it become a trefer, okay? So Rashbo said that's no good because that's shalavara. You can find out whether it's trefer or not. That's the Rashbo. The Ran, the beginning Ksubas, talks about, really, you remember the mission of the beginning Ksubas, right? Pesul Nisays, right? Pesul Nisays Leom Aravi. Why? So we can come to Bezdin, right? She can come to Bezdin the next day. Remember that mission of the beginning Ksubas?
Yeah.
So she can come to Bezdin and do what? What's the concern? She can come to Bezdin and do what? And say what? She can say Pesach Mesuch. Right, she's not a psula. Okay, but wait a minute. We said it's mutter, mutter because it's fake anyway. Okay, so the Ran says no, because then maybe Adam will come forward. We mivara the fact. So you see, if there's Efshel Avarer, there's no fake faker. Okay, then Prima Gadam, I think we said the other day, it has to be Efshel Avarer Bekal. Okay, that's a question today. Kadesh's coin, can we determine something based on a sonogram? Anyway, that's what the Shachas is in Lamed Hay, okay, in 13. That's what he's discussing with how Efshel Avarer works. The Ramah said you don't have to be Mavara. Okay, the Shach is Machmer when you can. Okay, that's the question of if you can be Mavara. Finally, Lamed Vav, the Shach says that an important principle in Lamed Vav, it's not really one of the Klalim, but it's a Klal for us to bear in mind. We can't make up any new Sfek Sfekas today. Okay, Sfek Sfekas is the case with the Chazal established. We can't come up with a new Sfek Sfekas today.
Let's come up with
a new one. Yes, so we can have things we call the sniffle hakel, but it wouldn't have the din mitzvah fake. It wouldn't have to follow. Yeah, it's right to disagree. They don't follow the shot. So, by the Rajah quotes, that's six fakers. That's the rule of the shot, but we don't allow six faker with all the rules in terms of, we'll use something as a sniffle hakel, it's not the hakel, the mitzaref. Now we do it, mitzaref for kula. Okay, but to create it as a sphinx faker, to follow the rules, is
what you're right.
It's hard to tell what he means, but that's what he said. But not with all these rules, that's the point.
Why would you just call it unless
it's a
sphinx?
Yeah, okay. It comes out in some ways of cool in the sense that you don't have to follow the rules of the sphinx faker. That's what we'll say. But anyway, that's not really what he meant in general. That's the call. Okay, so that finished up. I'll just read, if I can, I print it at the bottom of the sheet, just the last, so we finish Sif Kufyud, Sif Yud. Very simple, the last thing, I printed 15. And then these sources, just Sif Yud, the last Sif of the Simon. Reya Trefa, Shinim says, Bain Reyes Ksheres. He found in a butcher stop a bunch of lungs, and one of them was Trefa. But for Amar HaBodek, Yaduabos was Sif. But the Bodek said, I knew about this. And I got rid of the animal. I got rid of the meat. Somehow the lung got mixed up with the other lungs. But I'm telling you, the meat is not mixed up. Just the lungs got mixed up. I forgot that the lungs were separated. They got mixed up with the other lungs. With the rest of the meat, I removed. Paskins, that the meat is mutar. Okay, and the bottom line is because the bodek is believed. He has a cheskes kashrus. And there's no ischazik isur here on the rest of the meat. And therefore, the rest of the meat, even though it comes out, the lung you got to get rid of that, you can't use. But the rest of the meat is going to be kosher. Okay, we'll stop over here. We got through the kutzvah sphinx. Again, it's not that hard. You don't have to know every single case. It's thorough. And he has all these examples. Again, you can look at other liquids farm that they're divided up a little differently. But I thought that this was a reasonable division. Group the like cases together and discuss what he holds. Okay, very good. Call tomorrow. Tomorrow, between tomorrow and Wednesday, we should be able to finish up next to tomorrow.